Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Ever feel like your mind's on overdrive, constantly buzzing with thoughts and anxieties? You know that feeling when you just need a moment of peace and quiet, but the world seems determined to keep you plugged in, stressed out, and mentally fried? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, demands constant connectivity, and often puts pressure on us to be on 24/7. But there's good news. Creating a safe space for your mental health is totally achievable. And trust me, it's one of the most important investments you can make in yourself. So, buckle up, because today we're diving into how to build your own mental haven. A sanctuary where you can recharge, reflect, and nurture your well-being. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that can transform your mindset and create a space that truly supports your mental health. First things first, it's all about setting boundaries. I'm talking about those invisible lines you draw to protect your precious mental energy. Think of it like guarding your castle. Decide what information, people, or activities are allowed entry, and which ones need to be politely escorted out. You know that feeling when someone keeps asking for favors, even though you're swamped? Setting boundaries is about saying no with kindness but firmness. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Next up, we've got the power of mindfulness. Ever feel like your thoughts are running a marathon, never stopping for a pit stop? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it as taking a mental break from the constant chatter. Try simple exercises like deep breathing or focusing on your senses, the warmth of the sun, the smell of coffee, the sound of laughter. These tiny moments of presence can make a world of difference in calming your mind and reducing stress. Speaking of stress, let's talk about the importance of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your body, mind, and soul in ways that feel good to you. It could be anything from taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for maintaining your mental well-being. Now, let's get real. Sometimes life throws curveballs that can shake us to our core. That's where building resilience comes in. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity, to adapt and grow even when things get tough. It's not about pretending everything is okay. It's about acknowledging your feelings, learning from challenges, and developing coping mechanisms to navigate difficult situations. Finally, remember that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. We all need someone to talk to sometimes, a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and offer valuable perspectives. You don't have to go through things alone. There are people who care about you and want to help. So, imagine this. You're walking down the street, feeling that familiar knot of stress in your stomach. But instead of letting it consume you, you remember the boundaries you set, take a few deep breaths, and focus on the sound of birds chirping. You realize you need a break, so you head to a nearby park and soak up some sunshine. You call a friend to chat about something that makes you laugh. See, creating a safe space for your mental health isn't about escaping reality. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate it with grace, resilience, and self-compassion. Remember these key takeaways. Set those boundaries, practice mindfulness, prioritize self-care, build your resilience muscle, and never hesitate to reach out for support. Your mental well-being is worth it. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. I want to hear from you. What are some ways you create a safe space for your mental health? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with insights, inspiration, and real talk about navigating this crazy thing called life. Until next time, take care of yourselves, because you are amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.